Good evening, wrestling fans, and welcome to Flesh Wound Features presents Squared Circle Society. I'm Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
Good evening.
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
What's up?
How are you gentlemen doing? Busy night.
XPW wore me out.
I was going to say, you're not even taking bumps, but you look exhausted. But nonetheless, I think it was all worth it.
If I would have taken a bump, I'd probably have a little more energy. Dirty Ron, hook me up.
I don't know. When I was training,
I think that completely went over Dan's head.
I was making a
drug joke. All right, okay. I got it.
I was going to say booger sugar so we don't get in trouble.
I know. I got it. I got it on delay, but I got it. That's the important thing.
Okay, glad we got there.
So, yeah. No. But anyways. Yeah, so busy night. I'm looking forward to talking about the show, running down the card. But before we get into that.
Big T says, I'm sorry, but GCW should just be embarrassed at this point.
No argument here.
GCW is no XPW. They should be.
Again, I don't mind them, but if we're drawing lines in the sand, XPW all the fucking way. GCW can GFY.
GCW isn't even GCW anymore. I mean, really. And even then, the old GCW, I wasn't in love with. But
I wouldn't say like I hate GCW either. It just, I don't know. It doesn't feel like they have an identity, if that makes sense.
They're hardcore AEW. If I wanted to watch that shit, I would. I mean, really, yeah. That's what they are. They're a little too woke for their own good. Not a problem at XPW.
Yeah, definitely not a problem in XPW. I don't know. Like, I watch their product, and again, I don't hate it. There is some good stuff there, but I just, like, you got Nick Gage, yet, like you said, it's kind of feels safe now, which is not what I'm looking for in a wrestling alternative. So,
especially,
But it's bizarre. It's bizarre. It's a mishmash, and it just doesn't quite connect. But anyways, we're not here to talk about GCW. We're here to talk about XPW, Night of Reckoning, which we're going to run everything down. But I actually, this was at least my favorite event yet overall from top to bottom. I thought this had a lot going for it. I watched it on the Fight app. You guys were there live, but looking at it, I was like, as much fun as I'm having here in my home, it looked like it was just an absolute blast to be there in person. So I am jealous that you guys got to experience that. As we've reviewed every event since the return. And as you've seen, like, we'll be honest when we don't like something, but I think XPW is definitely on the rise. I was very, very impressed with this show. So, with that being said, let's start running down the card. So, kicked it off, of course, with a Rob Black promo announcing Halloween.
To be fair, Kyle Wilde was up first, trying to get the crowd amped up to prepare to lube it up for Mr. Rob Black.
I did notice before we jump, I know where we're going. We didn't have Klaus come out and do his little warm-up. He didn't tell everyone to, you know. To be fair, they didn't listen to the last two or three shows. So yeah.
That's a good place to start, actually. I thought I noticed a difference in the crowd, and you were there live.
They're coming around. Kind of,
they were coming along to the dark side.
Back in the day, you can chant shit, whatever you want.
Yeah.
As obscene as it is, as rude and vulgar as it is, the past couple of shows have been a little soft, but they're coming around, and I'm enjoying myself because as an old school FCW fan. Oh yeah, TJP got hard.
Was the turning point. They learned that was like it. Okay, we get it.
And it's his own fault for reacting to our buffoonery. He's getting his fucking feelings hurt.
What is reacting too hard? Because I know
we'll get to that.
Just reacting.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah, we'll get to the movie. But yeah, right.
Tool versus TJP in Halloween in Hell.
I don't know. I didn't realize I might see him on the 10th at a different show. Oops.
But yeah, so the crowd was chanting stuff that would probably get you kicked out of AEW. Or
well, some group of assholes when Santana Jackson came out were chanting "fuck the kids." I'm like, damn, you guys need to calm down.
Jesus, Jews. Well, we'll get to that later too.
Yeah. So yeah, back to Rob Black opening the show, gracing us with his presence, and giving us a gift for Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween in Hell, which old Halloween should be familiar with.
Be Halloween in Hell 3? Because Halloween in Hell, I don't remember what.
It's the rebirth, Todd.
I'm just saying, like, if we're going, because Blown to Hell is Halloween in Hell 2. But they changed the name to Blown to Hell for the home video. But that was Halloween in Hell 2. And they haven't had one since that I can think of.
And teasing that exploding ring, too.
He said explosions. He didn't say exploding ring. So let's not get.
I know a guy.
that was like, ooh. That, well, nowhere to go but up with AEW's last attempt at that gift.
The Sparkler match?
I was laughing my ass off so hard. I was like, oh my God.
Were we watching that together?
We were.
Anyway.
No, I'm very excited about it.
I'm sure he had a bump first.
So yes, I'm glad to hear the crowd was nasty, and I'm still waiting for that.
Well, there we'll talk about that later. With
we got to find the happy medium. We'll get there.
In general, like, I'm still waiting for that moment of controversy where you're going to have like a very sensitive wrestler that's going to complain about some chant. That will happen.
They'll probably be there the one time and not come back.
Well, they're going to go
be a little bitch somewhere else.
They're going to go to Twitter, and there's going to be a big thing because some wrestler.
Good. Fuck them. They can all eat a big fat dick.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. So our first match, Brawlin' Bo Cooper versus Dirty Ron McDonald. I had a blast with this. I love both of these guys.
I'm fairly certain we're supposed to be booing Dirty Ron, but I can't. He's too fun.
I did hear some assholes with some COVID card chants too during that one.
Those guys were jerks. They were chanting it like Goldberg. COVID. COVID.
So
honestly, it's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. So when he comes out next time, that has to be his. I'm not saying you should do that, but it may help.
Yeah. We also have high pitch Will accompanying Brawlin' Bo Cooper to the ring. That was interesting.
Yes. That was I've got a minor emergency, guys. I'm sorry.
Go
for it, dude.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. So Brawlin' Bo Cooper versus Dirty Ronald McDonald. Shenanigans as expected, brutality as expected. My favorite part of the match, high pitch Will turning into, what'd you call him, Todd?
Higher pitch Will.
Because he got, he rolled a strike right into his testicles, and you already know he has a high pitched voice, so it should be way higher.
Yeah, if it's not on the next TV episode, I'm going to be very unhappy. And then we can have highest pitch Will after the next
show. Oh my God. Cat Martini twists his fucking nuts.
Yeah. I think one difference though, before, you know, we're going to different matches, is this one was finally a show that felt like it was more storyline driven.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You could see all of the TV coming together here. And I think with that, it always makes it easier for a crowd to really get into it because, I mean, they get quiet at a deathmatch show or death matches sometimes because they don't know who to cheer for. It's just a spectacle.
True.
So with this,
Well, now we're four or five shows in. People are developing relationships with their characters on TV. Yeah. Oh, I like that guy. Fuck that guy. That girl's cool. Oh, I hope they win. So yeah, if, over time that will happen, and we're starting to embrace it, and that's probably why the crowd's into it way more too. Yeah.
Chanting, they still had to get woken up a little bit, but they have it in them. I feel, yeah, gotta get that crowd. Gotta not give a fuck.
It's looking hopeful for sure.
Sorry, all right. My dog tried to kill the mailman, so he wasn't successful though. So.
What was the man? You know what? Yeah. Probably had it coming.
No. He was outside, luckily, so he's still alive. But anyways,
we were just saying how you can tell the difference now. You can feel the storyline-driven content, which makes it a lot easier for the crowd to get into.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And although I'm disappointed there was enough of a wall of dick chance. So other than that.
I think this is the best I've seen out of Brawl and Bo in XPW so far. Dirty Rod is amazing. I'm a little, like you said, the heel stuff, maybe a few less high fives on the way out, you know, like I feel like that doesn't quite fit him, but overall that guy's super talented. I thought
his promos are incredible. Like, he just stole Heath Ledger's Joker, and I do not care because it's fucking rad.
But the thing with Ron is he's already so over.
Like, yeah, I get that.
He came in. So for him not to go out and, like, it just makes sense. Like,
yeah,
that didn't bother me because, you know, shit like that will bug me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. I thought it was a cool finish, lighting the
There is
elbow
one thing on
I
could have had a little less of later, but.
Oh, okay. Probably thinking the same. We'll see.
Then I'll let you say it.
Yeah. I did. I think at this point, you're going to get a big pop when Will gets the shit beat out of him. So that was.
I would be booing the shit out of that.
No, I would be cheering. I love that motherfucker, like, to death, but he's a whipping boy, and it's a good time.
I'm just going to say it now, Will. Personal security, we're available.
Yeah, you come hide behind us. I will help.
I got a few large men.
Breaking out the gimp mask, Todd.
Little Tyrex was threatening
coming
us.
Back.
He didn't. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, we had someone who wasn't a fan of
he isn't anymore. So, but yeah, Dirty Ron won that match, and that was a great way to kick off the show.
Yeah,
really.
Just wild, except crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going to open, and you know, I thought maybe this would have been the second match, but it opened it.
I thought
delivered what it should have.
I thought Juventud and. And the TJP. Surprise, the Juventud and the and TJP would open it up because, you know, he's a big comeback, maybe a welcome home chant to begin. But I think they made the right call.
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys tore the house down. So, congrats! Congrats!
You see that comment? Big T. This felt like the WrestleMania 17 of XPW. They were firing on all cylinders. If that's not like a fucking amazing compliment,
right?
Bravo. Yeah.
That, I mean, I've enjoyed, you know, look, I had issues with the first show back, but overall I've enjoyed every show since then, and I do think they're starting to hit their stride.
LA.
Now. Yeah. LA? No, it's a huge difference. Yeah,
we don't have rules here.
Yeah.
It's the wild, wild west.
Yeah. It's always been the weird thing about wrestling too, because you would think you would have more PC crowds in California, but they're actually probably
a lot more brown people here. We're not super PC.
Mm-hmm.
But
Ralphie May said back in the day, like, as long as it's true, the worst that happened, hey, that's fucked up.
So yeah, great opening match. I love the elbow spot from the ladder. I thought that was really cool.
Fire. Yeah. See, already doing fire better than AEW and the rest.
Ah, yes.
At least we didn't have old school XPW fire. That shit makes me nervous.
Ooh. Yeah.
R.I.P. Supreme and New Jack.
Like I said, nowhere to go but up with the fire and explosions when it comes to AEW. So, all right. Match number two. Well, after, if we want to get really specific for me, watching it on Fight, we get the American Cheeseburger ad. Which,
oh, nice. I love that. Yeah, you got to, because I only spot checked and I did see we were getting promos and stuff. So you're going to have to fill in those blanks.
So Mickey Knuckles do her thing. But yeah.
Yeah, I'll try and remember all the. Okay, the yeah. The, that was, yeah, we got to somehow get down there or up there in our cases. And
oh, it's definitely on the fucking bucket list. Yeah. It's all good together. And then we go to Extreme Gifts and get some sniffies and visit
get
the
pictures of Dan's at the wall of dicks. That's all I want. That is now my new mission. A in picture life. Of Dan from you behind know, in his hat, wall of dicks.
Yes.
All I want in life now.
My new phone background.
We will make it happen. Wouldn't it be funny as shit if you went in there and like TJP's eating?
He reacted. Well, we'll get to him.
All right, match two. We get some XPW OGs in match two. We get Matt Cross taking on Damian 666,
which was a surprise, right? Because I didn't know I didn't see any advertisement for him. I got excited. I didn't see Matt Cross advertised either.
Yeah, for neither. I mean, and you have the one half of the last tag team champions, and one half of the tag team champions they built with Euthanasia and Matt Cross, and Damian 666 in Mexico's Most Wanted with Halloween.
Yes. Yeah. So. It's cool that they're not like just completely rebooting everything and forgetting about the history of the company. I think that's nice. I know there's only so many people left that are still active, but I gotta say, both of these guys look great. It's amazing what Matt Cross can still do. I mean, that guy has been around forever.
He was a youngster still with Euthanasia, so that's what 20 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, he always slayed it. I've seen him in a bunch of shows, some real like rinky dink shows back in the day. And he would come out there and steal the show every night. I mean, he was awesome. He's still doing his post spot, which is the
he's one of the highlights for me in Lucha Underground. Every time I went, I look forward to him coming out and doing his whatever he does is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
so I popped when he came out. I was like, fuck yeah.
You remember when he was on one of those last, I don't know if it was Tough Enough at that point or one of those WWE gimmicks, and he was like on there as like the wily veteran trying to get a contract. I wish he did. And I mean, not now. I'd rather him stay with XPW now. But anybody who has Matt Cross to this day is lucky to have him. That guy's awesome. And Damian 666. He looks like he's 107, but he works like the old days. I thought
better than Rey Mysterio. Fight me.
Yeah, no, I thought this match was a blast, top to bottom. Another one, you know, I'll be honest, you guys have probably seen Damian work more often than I have recently. When they booked him, I was like, oh, I don't know, Matt's going to maybe have to carry this one. But
who better to carry somebody if in any case? But but Damian can hold his own, yeah.
Damian can still hold his own. I was very impressed. Maybe we'll get Bestia in the company at some point. Kind of makes sense. Yeah. One of those unsigned gems out there. I wouldn't mind seeing father-son tag team in the company.
Yeah, a better one, again, from the stupid crap we got on WWE. For the record, I want it in stone. Fuck the Mysterios.
Oh, cosign. You know that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to go to a WWE show.
Sean McManus, please bring that comment up on the screen.
Hey, Sean.
This...
Sorry, I'm not paying attention to the chat tonight. Nope.
But that's a good one, too. Yeah, just showed up here, but Dan's wall. Sean McManus, still surprised. Rey Mysterio is allowed in the ring after that guy died in the ring.
Well, he has...
I use a different word, but yeah.
he has the best finisher. I mean, don't let him in a death match. That'll kind of...
The 187.
Mm-hmm.
619, sorry.
No, no, you were right. He doesn't bust out the 187 often.
You have to really piss him off. I want you to go to a WWE.
Also, I hurt somebody's feelings at the WWE WrestleMania launch party. They play Dominic came out and they had a Mysterio package. I booed the fucking shit out of him. And this one dude, he got all pouty. He was wearing a Rey Mysterio shirt. And my buddy Dave, he was dying because I did not care.
Did you? It was at Dominic. I was going to say you should have gotten.
I booed the shit out of him, but once they
you
had
should have gotten a pro choice chant going. No, Triple H needs to do something there. I'm still waiting for it, but
yeah, fire them. Yeah,
not fire them, but just
fire them.
But, okay, what you know? I don't want to get into conversations with fucking stupid Marino. What he's gonna do? I mean, Dominic. What he's gonna do after Ray's done?
That's not nice.
Anyway, we're talking about Damon 666 and BCA kicking ass.
Yes,
eventually.
Really great match. Now, I will say, I have some friends that are only like vaguely familiar XPW through Dark Side of the Ring and just all that legendary footage, Vic Grimes, all the many.
Sean McMahon's Pugs and Todd versus Mysterios. I'll watch that. Yeah. Let's go. Cage match, so they feel at home. Good man, Pug. Screw Dominic. All right.
There you go.
Well, I don't know if he wants to go that far, but.
I know a lot of people who are only vaguely familiar. It's like, well, isn't it all death matches? I'm like, no, there is some great wrestling in XPW. So I will throw that out there now if you're kind of tuning in to kind of get a feel of what
that's what drew me back in during the day too, because like I love regular wrestling, but like my shit is hardcore and deathmatch, and like I get everything here, so
and this was a great wrestling match. And people forget back in the day, like I remember going to some of those really early shows, like I saw like Mike Modest and like just a lot of really good technical wrestling, and even and the deathmatch stuff too. There is psychology, like in deathmatches.
XPW always had psychology in their deathmatches.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that shit on deathmatch wrestling, but I'm like, there is such a thing as psychology in a deathmatch.
You don't believe me? Watch the Supreme Deathmatch and go funk yourself. My favorite deathmatch. So yeah, that's a good one to check out.
Yeah, absolutely. Supreme.
Someone else was in the match.
Best ever in terms of deathmatch wrestling. Just fantastic. Damian got the win. I was a little surprised, I guess, at that, because I kind of figured maybe Matt would be the one that they might have more often. But good match, a lot of fun, and maybe we'll see a tag team rivalry renewed at some point.
They had a good like a handshake, hearty handshake at the end of the match, so we'll see.
I will say some of the handshake, like it made sense there, but got to be careful with that sometimes, a little too
yes
much.
I agree.
If it would have gotten bad, we would have been booing it.
Hug each other, shake your hands, thank everybody in the back in certain cases.
Do it every match. I'll give it a pass.
We're not Ring of Honor.
No,
I want middle fingers at the end, kick him in the balls and leave. I don't want fucking hug fucking. If I want to watch people fucking and hugging it out, I will watch fucking Ring of Honor or some dumb shit like that. Sorry if you like Ring of Honor. Not my favorite.
Be a prick is basically what we'll say. That's the big T.
XPW and the Indies is what Dominic needed. Had he gone through the system of the Indies, he would have more respect. Not for me.
Is this the shit on Mysterio's episode? It doesn't bother me.
I get Dominic. I don't understand the deep hatred you have for Ray.
I used to like him a lot back in the day, and then he got on my nerves. So fuck that guy.
I think you've told this before, but maybe not on an XPW show. Weren't you the one that was like screaming horrible shit at him at Lucha Underground? He actually turned and looked at you like, what the fuck?
It was up on the before the stairs. I was right by the bar, and they have to walk through.
Yeah.
So he's walking through, everybody's cheering him. I'm flipping him off, going, "You fucking suck, Ray." And like, he did a double turn. I was like animated too. And then he fucking botched the spot and the whole room was quiet. I was like, ah!
And I'm sure that disappeared when it aired.
They didn't hear that part now. You can see me booing on an episode when I think he beat Prince Puma. And I was like, this is bullshit, boo. And they cut to me all fucking.
I'm surprised they didn't repurpose that footage for a heel.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun times.
Yeah. So at match three, we get.
RK Shuttleworth. Yeah. Okay. Don't watch deathmatch stuff, but appreciate a good story.
Cool.
You get lots of great stories in XPW. They've always done that very well.
Oh my God.
They balance everything.
That's what's missing with so much other stuff. And I'm going to put over XPW TV again. The skits, everything. It's so good.
Also, so. I love like Rob Black every time he repeats himself just to make sure it's clear. What he had me dying when he was talking about Necro Butcher. Fuck that guy. Like so good. So good.
So yeah. Match number three. The legend Human Tornado taking on Santana Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't recognize that name, you've certainly seen footage of Santana Jackson on. Yeah, he is.
There's a recent one that was last year when he's like beating someone down on the old strip.
Santana Jackson, of course, is a dead ringer for Michael Jackson. And this dude's always fun.
I agree. Really is. I know Todd was concerned.
I'm not. You know how I am with this stuff. But you know what? I think the fact that it was Tornado. One, distracted me from the fact that I don't like a lot of over-the-top stupid shit. Mm-hmm. But I think from the last time I saw Santana Jackson, and they did like the whole music cue, started playing Thriller from Under the Ring, and then he came out. I think the fact that they didn't do that, because at first I was like, oh, they're not doing that. But I think it made it, because to me, that music cue is unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't organically happen. But the fact that he did the mask thing, so I don't know.
You've got a pop for the moonwalk. That's pretty
fucking cool. I cheered.
I don't know. What other chants were they saying? I don't even remember.
Fuck the kids. Show your butthole. Macaulay Culkin.
Yes, I remember that.
Corey Feldman. Yeah. Bubbles.
Oh,
Momo. Tanky said we want Jermaine.
Oh, there was a Joe Jackson chant.
Joe Jackson, yep. Dude, I kept trying to figure out how I could say this, but it was like Michael Jackson's old self versus current Michael Jackson's new white self. Because, you know, Tornado kind of looks like Jackson 5 back in the day.
Oh.
Beaver's bad? I don't know.
He needs to come back to like an old school like Michael Jackson thing and have a rematch next in October. Just Tornado doing that.
Tornado comes out as like comes out to Ben.
I want Ben, or I want you back, or something. That would just they can trade wins. I don't know what the third match would be. Have to be some kind of gimmick.
It has to involve sleeping drugs because you can't eat. Or like a Neverland Ranch street fight.
Neverland Deathmatch. Neverland.
All right, I'm going to flip 100. I love Santana Jackson. I want a Neverland Deathmatch.
Yes.
Children surround the ring.
Like a lumberjack match. We are the world. They all have to hold hands.
You just get like Tornado, just start like smacking them.
All the kids.
Oh, like that scene in Don't Be a Menace. He's just popping all the kids.
Bitch. Bitch. Bitch.
You sign an NDA.
Hey.
Anyway, fantasy booking. Yeah.
Netherland Deathmatch. We're probably going to make a lot of annoying pitches to Rob Black.
Sorry. And I don't like the funny shit, but that.
Let Tornado go over in October, and then whatever the next show is. Yeah, Neverland Deathmatch. But do the old Michael versus new Michael. That's funny as shit.
I think I'm a little complex because I love the dumb shit too. It's like there's that certain middle area that I don't like.
I could tell, like,
because I love Angel and Will.
I fucking love Angel.
Yeah. Certain things can run their course, but like I could tell the crowd was going nuts. I mean, this would probably be the one match that I would just be screaming my fucking ass off trying to get in all these jokes the whole time. Go for it.
Tony Khan and Triple H and others should be embarrassed when XPW doesn't have a room full of writers and they hit home runs with every promo and vignette. Just goes to show heart and soul wins the race.
There you go. Absolutely.
And we know Big T's not he's not like someone kayfabe in their name. He's really Big T.
He's been around all the horrors.
It's not Will being there on the game. We know Big T. Just for the haters out there.
Maybe we'll get Dominic later. It's like, I think Dominic is amazing. I think he is a future world champion.
You know, we normally don't delete comments, but that shit's got to go.
I see a Mysterio up there.
So, yeah, Netherland Deathmatch, guys. Make it happen. I can already think of ways to... You don't even have to call it a deathmatch.
My problem is, I don't think he'll lean into that stuff.
Probably. I don't know. Like I said,
you don't want to get over it? That's cool.
Right. the Jesus juice poured on a rag, cover some.
Came out dressed as Prince. That would rock. He comes out on a purple motorcycle.
There's so much funny shit you can do, and Tornado is like the perfect guy.
Great.
Yeah.
I think that's what made that match work for me, because as much as a good worker Tornado is, he still can deliver in that area too.
No, absolutely. So yeah, that was a ton of fun, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, and live, obviously, even more so.
Big T, they can get adult midgets and dress them like kids. Yes.
I think I know a promotion that might have quite a few of them. They may not like that angle, though.
They don't want to get paid?
Hey, I know a guy who knows a tiny comedian.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. He might.
That's a good get.
He might be a little too big, no pun intended.
No. Well.
Put him in a mask. All good.
So, yes. It's a viral moment. You got to always be conscious of that. I think what we just pitched would be a viral moment.
RK Shuttleworth, I usually watch Impact, and I think the main companies watch that and get embarrassed. Okay.
Well, I like Impact. Wrestling's getting – it's weird because I feel like the last year has just been, like, awful overall, but now things are starting to get interesting again. It's strange how quick things change.
Wrestling's really fun, and it can also be annoying. Oh, I did see a cool comment. It's like, no one hates wrestling more than wrestling fans. I'm like, that's fucking genius.
Who was that?
I don't remember. I wish I could give him credit. But yeah, that's the fucking truth.
But it's coming back. So, match number four.
Wait, okay, you know what? I'm going to pause it right there, because I am the one who I don't hate watch it. I just stopped watching the shitty products. So I just want that out there. I'm not fucking.
But it's not shitty anymore. It's getting better.
I checked out the first.
I watched the shitty stuff. I still enjoyed it. I always find something to like.
Yeah, it's not like five stars must watch TV yet, but Triple H is doing a good job.
There's and
it's
little improvement.
Put that over. They're big. I'd say big. So
Big T, well, also chanted Blanket, but yeah, he said, imagine someone dressed like Blanket doing drop kicks. I want him to put on top rope, hold Blanket, and just drop his head.
For Blanket, all I want is some dude to come out in a tally costume, and we're good.
You're ignorant.
He was talking. There you go.
Big T, did you come to us? I can't remember. Did you come to us through like the wrestling stuff? I can't remember the origins of everybody in the chat, but definitely, guys. Order the events on Fight. I was watching it myself, and I was.
It's only like $20 fucking bucks. Like, it's not expensive at all.
Meat hugs. Go there and order it.
Yeah, we do.
we had some. We were given our own replays a few times too.
Yeah, yeah. You get to time. You own it on Fight, right? So you can rewatch it anytime as you want. So match number four. Well, before we get into match number four, we had the Juventud Guerrera juice package where we saw some of those epic promos he did back in the day. Juventud is a very I was gonna say like the old like what the fuck chants when he was like speaking, and he turned from heel to babyface, back to heel, back to babyface like 10 times in the same promo. So like, thank you for all the love, go fuck yourself, like all in like one like promo.
I love the Ed's doing the voice.
I caught myself, but
no,
yes,
it's all right. You get the brown pass.
Juventud.
No, Big T answered.
No, through Hayden's suggestions via the movie talks.
Oh, okay, you were Hayden. Okay, cool. I couldn't remember where you started. Shout out Hayden. Match number four.
Shuttleworth, you can usually find something to like in wrestling because there is talent there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard with WWE for a little while.
I had to tap out. I did.
Yeah,
when I found myself hate watching out, why am I doing it?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like I tried to keep up, but I was at a point where I was skimming Raw because.
Oh, well, I've been doing that for a decade. I think I watched my first full Raw. What was it? The first Triple H in charge.
You know what? The last couple, few little warts, but I got through it and had fun. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Because 3 hours is 3 hours. That's a lot. But all right, match four, Juventud Guerrera taking on TJP.
Boo!
Favorite. 205 Live champion.
Wonderful.
Wait, champ. And,
you know, when they said 205 Live,
in his car, you motherfucker.
When they said 205 Live, I yelled out, no one watched that shit.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. I think it was Dan was the one guy.
I do appreciate what I saw.
Big T, Juventud has become the perfect amount of crazy in recent years.
Yeah, he still looks pretty much the same, too. Maybe a little heavier than he used to be, but like for the most part, looks like
he's
the
mad
same.
Man.
Can still work, still quick. I'm happy to see him. I hope we see more of Juventud. I think there's a lot you can do with him.
I also hope we see more of Juventud.
Shockingly, you know what? You know, TJP... like saved Hoovy his Mexico's chance.
Yeah, he did. Because I'll put it on Front Street. I was about to boo the shit out of Hoovy just to do it. Because I wasn't like the biggest fan of his back in the day, but like I like him. But I was like, it'll be fun just to give him shit. And then out comes TJP, and I'm like, oh no, I'm booing this guy.
You know what? There was that old story. I can't remember all the setup or when it was, but like Vince was like just yelling at people backstage, and for some reason, Juventud did something he liked that night. He's like, "I'm gonna make that kid world champion one day," and they just said like Juventud, like just the head just. I'm gonna put over TJP a little bit. I do think the guy's a great in-ring worker. I know you don't like him.
I don't have a problem.
We don't shit on his talent.
I don't dislike him personally. He just reacted, and half of the fun of a show is getting into it, and you know.
So when
and,
like, you can tell he in reacted, their face. What did he do? What do you
no,
mean
you can
reacted?
Just see in their face, like when certain wrestlers, let's like Fern to begin with. You talk shit, you can see like behind his eyes. Oh, that's kind of funny, but fuck you, blah, blah, blah. He goes back. TJP. He can see in his eyes. He got his feelings hurt by all the booze. And so we just continued to compound it and make it worse. So anytime he had some offense, we were booing. Anytime he got hit, we were cheering. Anytime he was trying to hit, we were booing. And I think it got under his skin. So
yeah.
That's the fun of going to live wrestling, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
and that's when the crowd came alive.
Yeah. So no personal animosity, but it's just fun to fucking make boo people, man.
And when you react, but see, this is the thing with a lot of the indies guys, they never went through that hardcore system. They never went through an ECW. They never went through. Like, I don't think
that's a good fucking point, dude.
Yeah. Like, why do you think when people showed up to UEW that they didn't know how to handle that? People wanting to fight. People like never coming back. People crying just for getting a little fucking booed and fucking shit talking. I don't understand that. I mean, thick skin, wrestler 101.
People don't like show your tits chance anymore.
Well, to be fair, we would only do like something like that. We would never do that to female talent. That's rude and disrespectful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Workers.
Yeah. I was gonna say. So yeah, good match. Good back and forth match. Hoovy went over. Thought that was cool. I think TJP just needs, like, if he's going to be a regular, which I don't mind at all. Again, he's a great
second wrestler. Second time. Yeah.
Yeah, he needs like a mouthpiece or some sort of. Yeah, I think a mouthpiece would actually help him a lot. I'm not saying he can't cut a promo.
To me, he feels like a tag team guy. But
he's looking for his angle. Like, I think you could get something out of him. I understand maybe he's not quite the perfect fit right now.
He should have. I'm just mad he didn't live his TNA gimmick. That's why.
That'd be awesome. Man. Do it the next show.
And I don't mean Manic, the other one. I know, because I'm gonna get arrested if he went and offed himself. I'm joking. That's a joke.
It's hilarious how long that dude's been around. He's not old, but like that dude's like 20 plus.
I remember when he was, what was it, Pinoy Boy? Maybe, like in fucking
maybe 90, like 25.
Yeah, like. 95.
Yeah, I mean, I think 90s, he was like,
I think
like 14 years old or something, but yeah, no, it's so yeah. Hopefully, he'll find his spot.
I know he trained some or trained a little bit with Aussie V back before his back injury.
Oh man, he ate some Superman punches back in the day. I'm still disappointed Aussie's ducking me. Hat versus beard. I'm gonna bring it up every time until he answers it. But anyways. Next up we
Did
have
Did you say hat versus beard?
Yeah.
Hat versus hair.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, he's putting his hat and his beard
on the line.
Against.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's both.
Fuck, the entire gimmick's on the line. Beard.
I'm confident enough. Now that you let me know that he had a bad back, I can zero in on that and tap him out.
After you're dead, whooping Clint Eastwood, and who's the other one? Who's the new one? Putin. No, there's a new one.
I'm gonna get training now since you're talking so much shit. I'll get TJP to train me.
Oh, some tournament. Crystal sexy diabetic. I was there last night. It was total madness.
Great name, Crystal. Thanks for watching. Be
Looks
sure
like you have both your feet, so you're doing all right. Right on.
I hope that's not the dude in. Never mind.
Oh, the one we when they wanted to throw the chair. We'll get there.
I do want to. I don't know if I should say it. Never mind. Maybe
we'll get there. So, match number 5: XPW Women's Title Champion Taya Valkyrie taking on Jody Threat.
First time seeing her.
I actually thought Taya might drop it because I'm going to be honest. I'm like 90% sure Triple H is going to bring her back. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe Jody's going to go over here because I just have a feeling she's one of those random releases that made no sense.
But you also don't want to do the AEW thing and where like you debut someone every show and they get it doesn't mean anything anymore. So let's hold off and Taya's awesome. I like her.
Taya is awesome. I like her here too. Yeah.
She may not want to go back. She may enjoy doing, the Triple H and the Mexico stuff and all that.
Yeah.
It's a different schedule. She's experienced it now. So
she also has that shit booked with Thunder Rosa. So I think she'll be around for a while. I mean, the Rumble's around January. So who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
I think if Morrison goes back, they'll both come back.
Yeah, and that's another one.
Where the fuck is Johnny Extreme, man?
Right? We saw him running around a couple shows ago.
I want to see John Morris or Johnny Extreme take on Schlack. It would be an interesting match. Schlack just like shows up and like, I don't know, like just attacks him on a movie set or something crazy.
Big T, Taya Valkyrie fits well in XPW. Goddamn right.
She does. I don't understand why she got released. She's awesome. So yeah, Jody Threat, really good worker. I thought the video package, you know, a lot of people maybe being less familiar with her really helped.
I didn't know her. So yeah, it helped. Yeah. I didn't see the package, but I'm sure it would help.
Yeah, it did. Just kind of one of those, you know, Canadian wrestlers in particular where the, like you weren't doing shit during the pandemic because gyms.
Oh,
like
I did see the package. That just reminded me. My bad. Yeah. It was on XPW TV.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay, yeah. I thought that really helped. Like you said, even if you weren't familiar, you're like, okay, I know who this is. I'll be honest. I watched a few other of her matches. I think she's fantastic. She's somebody that you don't know yet, but I think you will be hearing a lot about in the future.
My friend Caesar thought she was from that Wild and Out show.
I'm not familiar with that.
She looks like the girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was impressed. So far, the women's division looks really bright in XPW, which I never thought I'd say because that was not a thing back in the day for those of you unfamiliar. But
we haven't got a lot of intergender, which I do appreciate.
I'm not against it, but I hope that's something they don't overdo.
Yeah.
It makes sense in certain cases, but
when there's the believability factor, that's when I have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
absolutely. Like I could see TJP, but I don't want to see Brawl and Bo versus just
me. Yeah. So yeah,
one of these girls should just bring out Mace, and that'd be fucking hilarious.
I'm still mad when they did the women's tournament and Schlack said he didn't go win the belt.
Can you imagine
biggest pop of my life?
Can you imagine Schlack just like what in a like a dress or
put
something?
Put on a wig or like Spray Saturn back in the day.
Fucking wailing on.
Well, no, because he made that joke, you know, like the South Park Macho Man.
Oh, dude. Schlack. There you go.
Schlack has to happen now. Like, maybe that's not what he wants to do right now, but like, you get a little like break in between your push. Do a Schlack run.
Next time I talk to Schlack, I'm done. Hey, dude. Let's go win the damn title.
I'm contradicting myself because now I kind of want Schlack. Intergender wrestling.
He's all the way.
Intergender wrestling all the way. I want Schlack taking on Sage in the Pumpkin Patch Death Match.
I'll see
that. That's a mate to close.
Because then we would know who to cheer for.
Be friends.
See, this is what happens when you like. And see, and we didn't have a lot of like face for face or heel versus heel, because that always it's like the crowd just goes quiet and doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's true.
When they're defined, you really get, and that's what it felt like a lot. And that goes back to my deathmatch tournament thing, because everyone's just kind of fan favorites, really. When you're in the deathmatch tournament.
Yeah. So Taya went over. Good match. I'm looking forward to seeing more. Like I said, there's other great women they've used that weren't on the show tonight, but yeah, like I think that's going to be a hot division going forward. And
I agree.
Yeah. So speaking of the ladies, next up we had the match of the night for me too. The women's death match, three-way dance, Ludark Shaitan taking on Sage Sin and Mickey Knuckles. Holy shit. What a violent fucking match. That pump handle power bomb spot that Mickey did through the light tubes on
hard
on Ludark. Holy shit, that was brutal. And this is one I'm probably missing. So I mean, this was a longer match, and I didn't mind at all because I thought they were just tearing the house down. We got Mickey doing that tope through the ropes, which was like, holy crap. crap. She's another one. She's been around for a while, but she's only like still in her 30s.
I fucking love her. She's so fun. She's a gangster.
Mickey Knuckles.
Bugs already have mine good to go. We're already in the board.
Mickey Knuckles is a fucking treasure. Like anybody that has her in their company is lucky. I saw.
I hope she's a regular, man. I hope she becomes a regular.
Yeah, I used to see her like really towards the very beginning of her career on different shows, and she's amazing. She should be a regular. She's one I hope they can get pretty much every show, if not every show. She's fantastic. She can do anything. Great promos. Awesome work.
Todd and I were spot checking the show on Fight. We've got to see her tell the crew what to build and all their hatchets and grab her hatchets so she can get prepared for the match. Yeah. She's just so fun. I love her.
We did get hatchet vag action there. That was,
one big hole chant, by the way.
Yep. Yeah.
I knew, like, I was like, you can't always hear every chant on the feed, but I was like, okay, I know it's happening right now.
Dude, as soon as it went down, I'm like, one big hole. Big T. These girls put every female locker room to shame.
They're amazing. I mean, Sage, for you longtime listeners, like, she's been on the show before. Sage is awesome. In fact, I still have, I can kind of see it from where I'm sitting, our Universal Horror Nights photo with Sage. I'm glad to see. She's amazing. Lou Dark as well. Like, I just thought everybody killed it in this
match. Her jump off of that barricade with the help of Supreme, by the way. She was on top of him. I'm like, this is just beautiful. So, hardcore as fuck. Proud of that.
I heard Caesar.
Bitch is gangster.
I have a thing in my brain that will not let me chant when I film. And you also notice you can tell mine because they're filmed the right way.
You know, one thing I have noticed a lot, like, there's a lot of fans that don't know when to fucking, like, get up and move. I don't know how much of it but
that's what I'm saying. No, they haven't been trained. I mean, they don't.
But you don't instinctively know.
I get it.
I mean, I've had some situations where it's hard, like, you don't have much to go, but at least try and, like, give them some space.
Yeah.
Anyways, like, this match, I hope people go out of their way to watch it. I really do, even if you didn't get to see it live, because this was really good. It was. Like, this is one, and I enjoyed the entire card, but this, like, even if it was a bad card, like, this is the type of match where it's like, okay, this still sent me home happy because it was just really fun.
Crystal Sexy Diabetic. Sage is such a nice person to meet. I got pics with Lou Dark. Oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah, Sage is really cool. Yeah, and we'll have to get her back on sometime.
The ladies all toasted each other before and after the match. And that was totally fine. I think Todd will allow that one.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's like the thing that I was alluding to earlier. You do have to be a little careful with the show of respect. That's become like a thing in wrestling that is overdone. I was okay here. Look, I had a blast.
But this one, all of them in their promo said that they all respected each other. Yeah. Bit like they like beating each other up because it's always a challenge. So like this made the most sense for me.
They worked it out. They did it.
It worked. Like other. You know, it worked here. Like Sage, like resting on Mickey's ass and all that shit was like funny. But yeah, you just gotta be careful. Sometimes that can be like overdone, and I hope they don't do that in the future. But tonight, this was just a blast.
Crystal Sexy Diabetic. Mickey was getting 20s and pesos from the guy stuffed in her bra.
Yeah, I saw that.
She was also cleaning out some light tubes, and we got a nip slip. And
no, I think that's when she that was the pesos. When she was, yeah.
Oh, those were. I thought that was glass. Oh, that's cool.
I thought I saw
some nipple
on the feed, but yeah, it's all good. Lot of ass.
They got their drinks from the audience too. Knuckles as for cigarettes from the audience. We in Cali, there is no smoking.
Well, we were outdoor.
Yeah,
and come on, that wasn't the only thing that was getting smoked.
I smelled some shit. Yeah.
This match, like, go out of your way to
There's
see
other
it.
Smoking that is totally allowed in California.
Oh, shit. One thing you wouldn't have seen, and I did want to just throw this out there, Chris Kloss, respect for putting over Clue Gulager.
I rewatched the match he did with the Night Living Dead, Return of the Living Dead shout out.
Yeah. You know, this is a match I will go back and rewatch, and I never – that's rare nowadays. That's very rare that I go back because there's just so much wrestling. It's like I've got like 10 hours I've got to find to watch all the wrestling this week. So that says something about this match. Please check it out. And these ladies are great workers, period. They don't need a death match even to tear down the house, but they certainly did it tonight. So –
my favorite match of the night, Soul Whole Show. Big T, this new era of ROH has oversaturated the honor handshake. And as much as I love AEW, every time someone lets out a fart doesn't mean it's awesome.
people over.
I will say this, they only used it once at this show. And I've seen been to shows where it's every fucking match and every fucking shitty match. I'm just like, that's.
I did roll my eyes one time at Lucha Underground when I did overhear someone go like, "Oh, where else could you get this besides Lucha Underground?" I'm like, bruh.
And Sage got the win. Absolutely amazing. I'm very excited going forward with the ladies in XPW.
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, Rob Black sees how much we enjoy this, and there's a ladies deathmatch championship because
could happen.
Why the fuck not?
Why not? You've got
a queen of the deathmatch, right? That's what they would probably call it.
Yeah, you've got enough for a division.
XPW has to do something with their bell. They have problems ringing a bell before the match, so I bring my blue pot to the ring.
Is this the whistle?
To ring the railing.
I think.
Were you blowing the whistle?
Now I hear too short in my head.
Blow the whistle.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. Look, there's always
that bell situation might get better.
Yeah, there's always like little things, but
with the whistle. Okay.
If I don't like something, I will point it out. Like I said, we don't do shows where we just bullshit if something's bad. I didn't have a whole lot to complain about on this show. Like, I really didn't. Like, I thought this was a genuinely awesome show. Couple little things.
You know what
aside.
I don't like, Dan? You sound surprised. It's XPW and they're finding their groove. Of course, every show's gonna be fucking rad, dude.
You remember after Rebirth? God, it was
intolerable. But Todd and I were both like, hold on, let's see where it goes.
Yeah,
first night back.
California makes the difference. It really does.
But that first show wasn't a bad show. It just wasn't XPW enough. It was a great indie show.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And they're getting, they've
I'm arrived. Interested to see what happens when they get to Philly, if they do that. I'm going to see how that, I mean.
I think they'll do well in Philly.
I didn't say I wanted to keep going, just want to see.
No, I mean, Philly's not California, but.
It's a different hardcore.
It's different, and I think they will enjoy it as well. Like, I think if this show happened in Philly, it would have still been a hot show.
It's just crazy how 20 years has made such a difference from XPW being the most hated fucking company in fucking California and everyone's shitting on it to where we're at now. It's a beautiful thing.
I was also too young to realize that everyone hated XPW. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yes. SoCal Uncensored could still suck a big fat dick. And the message board.
Oh, you shouldn't have tagged them.
Did you tag SoCal Uncensored or the tag team SCU?
I don't. No. I might have. I don't know.
Both. Whatever.
Fuck both of them. How about that?
Right. There you go.
You think any of the old, like, it hasn't really been a big thing yet.
This is a good one.
Shuffle Warriors. Sometimes the problem can be when wrestling watchers don't let things play out and jump to criticism. Amen. High fucking five, RK Shuttle.
This motherfucker right here.
Definitely. I don't get why they're doing that.
Loved the first show, I had some issues. Everything since then, I've loved. So, like, hey, they won me over. Yeah, that depends. Like, sometimes when I've heard, like, some, like, WWE people, like, oh, just wait. Madcap Moss is going to be awesome. Like, well, I've been waiting a little while now for that to happen, and it hasn't. So, it depends.
Friday might have changed that, so.
I still have to watch that. I didn't get to it. But
you got a big pop, dude.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah.
Bigger than that Hoovy pop when he won?
No, of course not. Nobody gets pop.
Hoovy, like, I had the biggest pop of the night.
They need to just give Hoovy, like, if you have, like, the longer intermission, just give Hoovy the mic and have him, like.
Someone needs to get this to Hoovy, because I don't know why I didn't just tell his guy back then. He should sell Agua Fresca's at his fucking merch table. It's the juice bar.
I feel like he might already do that. I don't know. Like, yeah.
Yesterday.
So anyways, more deathmatch action. We have we have Schlack taking on the legendary Necro Butcher. We kick things off with a cat fight between Misha Montana and OG's Jasmine St. Clair and Veronica.
Do they have a name
Kane.
Yet?
Which one?
Ooh.
Veronica Kane and Jasmine St. Clair. They kept repeating something on the last episode, and I can't remember what it was.
I'd have to go back. I can't remember, but the legend, we'll call them right now. Both still look fucking amazing. They don't age. Minor criticism. Misha still needs a little bit of work. Like, she didn't seem to know what to do when it got physical.
I'm going to step in her defense here. It looked like Jasmine was having a hard time, from my point of view.
Maybe a little
Veronica Kane was kicking everyone's ass. She's always great.
So. Yeah, that just needs some work. I'm not shitting on anybody. Like, a little bit of work.
Great
work
for
on
me.
It. Yeah. No. Hey, it was still fun to watch.
We don't. Did I just got to know? Did Klaus give us a cat fight on commentary?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, good.
A lot of O's.
Oh yeah. There we go. I gotta go back.
signature Klaus. But yeah, no. The minor thing aside. So this was a good match. Well, it was a solid match. Schlack is awesome. His promo work. He's legitimately
all around great performer.
He's all way around. Up there in terms of promos in 2022. Schlack ranks near the top, and I'm putting every company, every worker. Schlack can talk people into a building. Obviously, he's a great performer. Does some insane shit, but I don't want to just give the. I mean, he is.
He can actually wrestle too.
Fantastic. Yep. All around, but the promo skills, that's a star. That's not just he is a fucking star.
You know what's weird too? Because, like, he leans into the comedy, but it doesn't feel like unnatural.
Yeah, I'm still terrified, like, when he comes out. So, So I just want to put that over. If you're unfamiliar, maybe you're tuning in tonight and don't know who Schlack is, look at his promos, guys. His promos are amazing.
Crystal Sexy Diabetic. Necro Butcher was a little heavier and grew his hair a little longer. Well, that will happen after treatment.
Yeah.
So he's getting better. Necro had shoes on. We did discuss this. You're like, what is he doing? Fucking pussy. He gave Big Fucking Joe a hard time at the tournament. But, you know, he's probably should. Shoes. Yeah, he's earned the shoes.
He's earned the shoes. So,
yeah, you know, honestly, we were kind of soft on that. If it would have been a couple years ago, he would have got fucking so much shit.
He is grandfathered in to be like, all right,
I know,
can't go
but
too
you
hard.
Know, my brain just wanted to chant pussy boots, but we didn't do it.
You know what? I'd like to see them find something for Necro Butcher. Like, it is. It's that recent thing with like Flair where I'm like, I kind of, there's that small part of me that kind of feels bad seeing him try to do certain things now. I mean, that guy's got nothing left to prove. So I'd like to see, maybe they find something for him where he can go a little easier.
Caesar became a fan that night.
Yeah. I mean, Necro.
He's going to join the Mega Maga. They didn't put that over on the show. Mega Maga. When Rob Black was telling him, fuck that guy.
It was funny, though. Caesar had to tell him about his orange jersey. <'Cause>, no, he really did. Because that's why he started wearing it, because the cold day in hell. Mm-hmm. When he came to the crowd, Necro got blood all over him. That became his wrestling jersey.
You know what? I never knew the origins. Okay.
Caesar could clone a Necro if he needed to.
I actually enjoyed the size difference a lot. Because like Schlack's a big dude, but he's not a tall dude. Yeah. So, like, him swinging up to Necro was fucking awesome for me. Because, like, when he connected, it looks so cool. Certain spots you can tell Necro might have had a hard time, but honestly, I'm going to forgive it. It's Necro Butcher.
He's earned it. He's an icon. I will say this, of course, Schlack going over, but I do kind of want to see a certain masked madman might give Schlack a run for his money in the future. We'll see. Because,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you making a Tool joke?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No. Homegrown.
I didn't get the fucking drug reference, and you didn't get...
To be honest, I was reading the messages, but what? What did I miss?
What masked maniac is close to
us? From the seventh circle.
Oh, my God. I'm fucking...
I know. I feel that too.
Stop looking at Pornhub, you son of a bitch.
I got a message, and I'm trying to decide if I could read it on air.
God damn it!
It was about some shenanigans, and I don't
just leave it off.
Leave it off.
Yeah, I say.
I haven't seen
it. And change the names to protect the innocent.
Well, I just got to change some of the words because we didn't talk about. We haven't got to the incidents yet, have we?
We haven't.
For the crowds?
Yeah, it has to do with that.
We got one more match. Let's go through the last match, then we'll talk the behind the scenes stuff.
Behind the scenes. It's just stuff you probably didn't see on camera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we glossed over the drunk guy.
We'll get
you got carried out before the fucking literally
that was back during Juventude.
Before the intermission. Wait, do I have the picture?
Did you take a photo? Fuck yeah. So this guy got super fucking drunk and he had to be carried out. Like legitimately, one guy had his hands under his shoulders and the other guy was carrying his feet and they walked him out like a hammock. Rest in peace.
Hold on, I just got to share the screen.
Was he an asshole though, or was he just drunk?
I didn't notice him until he wasn't moving.
Yeah, just passed out. Okay.
I know. Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go. Here's the picture. There we go. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because Caesar went up to him and was like, "If you're watching, hope you're okay." But Caesar went up to him and told his friends they were being bad friends. Because they weren't taking pictures. So I was like, I got it, Caesar.
Right on.
So, that's awesome. You know,
here, well, since I have this open, we might as well just do this.
Be careful. I don't know what we're seeing here.
So it's okay. We're going to see. I'm going to chill. The shirt.
I mean, you do that publicly, you're going to get photos taken.
So I'm a Rob Black guy. Shirts available. Yeah, there's a link in the description or in the comments somewhere down here.
It's in the comments. You can go to our Teespring store in the description. Go to our website in the description to get to t-shirts.
And you know what? I'm gonna be the woke person and complain. Can we put up I'm a Rob Black person?
I will do every gender if you want me to.
That's a lot of work, dude.
Okay, the top five? I don't know.
I don't know either. But that'd be
well,
nice.
Either well, way, I do. Grab yourself a shirt.
Well, I do have a Rob Black girl one. I just haven't put it up yet. So if anyone's in a hurry, just
I'm a Rob Black dog. DAWG.
Hey, you tell me. I'll change that last word.
All right. Okay. Fuck yeah. Right. So get your own. Support Rob Black.
And
yeah.
multiple colors.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
So check that out, guys.
There we go.
Belt the shirt.
So Schlack won.
Schlack won. Yeah.
Right.
So
Crystal, I saw that shirt at the show. You should grab one.
Absolutely. Go
grab
one.
Could throw a girl up one if you are, or whatever. I'm not assuming.
Person,
anything.
They, yeah. them, babies.
XPW title match, Masada versus Brian Cage versus Willie Mack.
Tanky wasn't a fan of Masada. So.
Okay. Yeah, he was letting everyone know.
He still has Billy Grammy.
He was a one-man chant. Masada sucks. Masada sucks dick. Fuck Masada. All that shit. And I was like... Right on.
I was like, I don't know why I like Masada a lot. I think Masada
he's
cool.
Yeah. Just not getting your
his first experience.
Willie, I guess
his first experience may not have been the best.
Oh, okay.
Because of his then manager.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I like all three of these guys.
Yeah.
Willie Mack was on fire.
Willie Mack is always on fire. Love that.
It's a funny story. I accidentally burned him with a cigarette.
Oh.
He came and gave me a hug, and the way my hand
Hold up.
Oh. Yeah, I know. It's too quick. I wasn't ready.
So. Willie Mack's amazing.
I love Willie Mack.
That dude should be
he's not the fittest person, but he's like a Kevin Owens type where like he can just go.
And, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of us once 20 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. Legit XPW fan, which that's a very cool story. You grow up on it and then you're, you know, competing for the world title.
One day he'll get that fucking thing. Come on.
He had it for like 5 minutes.
Is it official though? Like, is he actually the first XPW champion back, or did Rob Black fuck him on that?
Is it XPW canon? I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, that was kind of like, yeah, but the first show I was a little confused myself.
didn't leave with the belt, that's all.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, a great match. Once again, it's not just the death matches, there's great wrestling as well.
I will say, Brian Cage is a pussy for not taking the fucking skewers. And what did you chant, Todd? You're used to injections. That was great.
That wasn't me.
Was it? Oh, somebody yelled out, like, he's not afraid of needles. Get him in there. And I'm like, oh, that's funny.
There might have been some steroid chants I did hear, though, too.
I think Brian Cage is a great fucking wrestler, but I did lose a little respect for him when he said Undertaker is not one of the greatest of all time. You're full of shit, dude. Yes, he is.
That is an awful, like, I mean, that's a hell of a thing to say. I don't think there's anybody with the cred that could say that, really. Or there's only a few that could even, yeah, that's insane to me. But yeah. I still like a Brian Cage, and I also, I mean, AEW seems intent on not using the guy, so.
Whatever, keep cashing those paychecks, right? Or you get on-screen deal?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Ring of Honor now, I kind of sort of guess. I don't know what the hell's going on there. But yeah, so he's somebody that I think will potentially be sticking around. And I'm happy. Brian Cage is awesome. Love watching him work. And
love that spot, that American History X spot, though, in Lucha Underground, where he put his head through the concrete or the cinder block. That shit ruled.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, what did you guys think of the main? I thought good main event. I'm a little surprised. I kind of actually expected Schlack and Necro to close.
Todd can attest, I was complaining about that. I'm like, why did they not end with a death match? Oh, there must be something really big going down. It wasn't really big, but we have a new champion and Masada, and the match was good.
Yeah, good match. Really good match.
So, Big T, that's the HGH talking. Okay, that makes more sense to me.
Allegedly.
Yeah, pee on a stick, let's find out.
Allegedly. So yeah, all in all, amazing show. What about some of this behind the scenes stuff? Did we miss anything?
Well, it's not behind the scenes stuff. It was just not shit that was on camera.
All right, off okay, camera.
So, well, there was action. There was.
Okay, let's talk about the chair situation first before we get anything okay, further.
Yes.
When the if a wrestler asks you to throw in a chair, okay, go for it. If Schlack said, "Come on, go ahead, start throwing it," but once one of the workers starts saying stop, or one yeah. of the people that work there starts saying stop. Fucking stop. We got a little overzealous. I say we because I was in the crowd, but throwing your chairs.
We weren't throwing chairs. Ours were wooden chairs. You would have saw
yeah. that. Oh, that'd be funny as shit. Just you talk.
I did walk it. Towards the wheelchair guy. I was like, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, fucking just don't be an asshole. And then if once this you stop, don't throw shit. So this where it leads to that other guy being a dickhead. And he's continuing to throw like bottles and cups or some shit. And I'm sure in his drunk mind, he's like, "Oh, they said we can throw shit." No. They said throw chairs and then stop. So just yeah. read the fucking room. Don't be a drunk asshole. Be cool. Right. Bottom line, you be a fan and, you know, yeah. just be cool.
Yeah. And remember, there are certain things you can do that could legitimately get somebody hurt. And we've seen that has happened. No, so
they said it at the show
on camera. They may have said it, but not at the actual show.
We were in the crowd. So
yeah, just be careful. Like, you know, a guy can slip. A guy. There's a lot of things that can happen.
At the fucking last show, who was it? I forgot. But they were doing a spot off the fucking top rope, and the chair came flying in the ring and almost hit one of them in the head. Like it could be bad. So
yeah. Oh yeah. That, yeah, I remember that, the last one. I was like, yeah, remember, you're not trying to hurt. Yeah.
But like Crystal said that, you know, she may not have heard it at the actual show. It was happening, but it was a very chaotic scene. That's why Rob came, well, that looked like he came out pissed because of it.
Also, I got to get some fucking return on the fucking rental chairs, man.
Right? $10 a chair. I'm hoping that it's cheaper than $10 a replacement.
My heart would be broken if I missed a show that I could have been there to put the boots to somebody with Rob Black. Holy shit. My heart would be broken.
That is good that a riot did not break out. I don't know if it would have been as contained as some of the ones we were purchasing.
I would just be sitting there like just beating the guy. It's like, so Federal 5 on Blu-ray, what are our chances?
Go. Yes, we would like
4K. We can do extra features for you.
Commentaries. Hey, we might be able to get unearthed.
We have connections.
But for real, we definitely want to see Force Entry. That one's eluded us. Make it happen, someone.
Please.
Yeah. You know, we do have somebody that we work on Blu-rays and stuff. So, like, a Federal 5, let's make something happen.
I just want to see the goddamn. I have like Whack Pack and like some of the Whack Pack or Whack. What was it? Oh, fuck. Forget the name of the. I just remember it's the fifth one. Is that the one Bubba Ray's in? I don't know. Anyway, I got some of the one. Cocktails 2, I think, was another one.
Yeah, I don't know. That one I'm a little less.
The only one I have never seen for a fact is Force Entry. And that's the one I want to see the goddamn most.
Yeah. So, well, yeah.
I've seen the footage, though, on the documentary. But
yeah. Yeah. You think it. I don't. I mean, I'm not in.
We'll do a watch along if someone gets
Patreon. You think Extreme Associates come back at some point? I don't know. It's a different. I know it's a different industry, so probably not. But yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing it too. Just I don't know. That's like the full circle. We start getting everything, but I'm happy to have XPW back. That's enough.
People took some of the chairs home with blood on them from Schlack and Big Fucking Jeff. Well, those are $10. Yep. I'm just guessing $10 is the replacement price.
That's fine. By all means, grab a souvenir and take it out.
So yeah. That kind of concludes the show. You guys, be sure to follow XPW. Like I said, what you saw last night, this is not what you're going to see in WWE, AEW, GCW.
They'll try.
It's a totally different, true alternative. That's what everybody keeps claiming they want. You know, a lot of the other wrestling bleeds together. It's you know, Impact, you know, doing some cool things, MLW doing some cool things. But they are not XPW. XPW is the true alternative. And once again, so glad that it's back. And I look forward to Halloween in Hell in October.
October 22nd. Tickets are currently not available, but I'm sure we'll be told.
Yeah.
Hopefully with enough time to get some good tickets.
Fleshwind Crew is going to be dead to the world then. I think I've got Scarefest. You'll have Halloween in Hell. It's going to be a busy week. With that being said, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. It all starts at just $1. The link is in the description of the video. And we give you some cool bonus material. For those of you that were looking for the Monsters commentary tonight, that is still happening. It's just been bumped a week because it was a long night.
But if you missed any of our other Monster stuff, you can go back and watch it. Like if you didn't, our Patreons, you can still check your link if you haven't watched it this week too.
Yes, and we will have our live show on Wednesday. Lots of great new reviews. We might have some one-offs thrown in here in the next week or so. So keep an eye out for that. And please subscribe, hit that thumbs up. That really helps. We will be covering all of XPW. So if you are a wrestling fan and want to catch all the news, all the gossip, be sure to subscribe to Flesh Wound Features here on YouTube. We appreciate that very much. And if you're a horror fan too, that's the bulk of it. We are horror channels, so
And if you like comedies, Monday nights you can watch
with Roman Reigns, though, dude. That
I was gonna try to remember his gimmick, the only ring announcer, Southern California,
Chilean descent in Southern California.
I don't know.
Hoorah!
There you go. From the island of relevancy.
Yeah, exactly. Takes like 10 minutes to get to the ring. It's a whole thing.
It's the best part.
The hair, the hair, man. So, with that being said, good night, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we will see you later.
Whoops. Bad producing. Good evening.
I'll see you in Disneyland.